There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're joined at the moment by Shivani Pandya, Managing Director at DIFF. Shivani, I spoke to you earlier on in the week, just as we were getting started, and I asked you, how do you go about choosing the films? Because it's such a wide range. I want to ask you, first of all, what's been your highlight of DIFF this year?
Oh my God, there have been so many things. Now, we've had great audiences, and I think everybody's come out and been watching films, and it doesn't matter whether it was on the beach at JBR or whether it was at Vox Cinemas or at the Galleria Mall at the rooftop screenings. So we've had like great screenings. I think everybody's enjoyed the films. We've had a really diverse selection. But I was really happy that a lot of the youth came out. We saw a lot of youngsters, a lot of them even accredited at the festival. So a lot of them that are doing film programs and media programs. So there was a lot of energy and buzz, and you know, everything that we work for through the year was all coming together, and we've had great feedback, and I hope everybody's enjoyed the films. Whatever we've heard so far has been great.
And has there been anything that's been sort of like a surprise hit, something you maybe didn't expect to be as popular, and it just really sort of had a lot of buzz about it? Was there anything that surprised you?
So today we had the People's Choice winner, which is an audience award given out for the films, and this is based on the voting system that we have. We have the Emirates NBD People's Choice Award, and that was given to Christopher Robin. That's a fabulous film, and I was really excited to see a film like that that got actually nominated by People's Choice Award. So it's been great, and I think people should go out and watch it. It'll be in the theatres sometime soon.
And what is interesting about that award is you fill out a form, you get a form when you come in to watch the film, and as you leave you get to vote on which has been your favourite. You mark them, so it really is something that people have decided. It's not been a room of judges that have said, we think you should like this. This is people who've turned up and said to you guys, listen, this is what we like, can we have more of that next year?
Absolutely. So it is what people want, what people want, and for us it gives us a great indication of what people are enjoying here and what they like. So it's great, you know, when we're selecting films for the subsequent year, we actually land up bringing in films based on what's done well. We understand the taste, and then we also try and push the bar a little. If we think there are films that are good, and even if they're very niche, we bring them because we want people to go out and see it. And
I mean, that's a responsibility you have, isn't it, to try and present things that people may otherwise not automatically think there's a blockbuster, got to go and see it. The slightly quirkier, maybe different things. The Square is a good example of that, I suppose, even though it now is going to be commercially successful after the Palme d'Or. But you started with a bang. Hostiles, there is some Oscar buzz around that, I believe. You're finishing with, well, not a bang, a nuclear explosion, I think is probably a better way to put it, with Star Wars tonight. But there's a real buzz to end the festival this year as well, which is a nice thing to feel.
Yeah, no, it's been great. I think we've had a variety of films. We also had the Golden Globe nominations, and we had a lot of films that were there. A lot of the people that were attending were very excited that their films were being presented. So it's been great. And yes, we have a very diverse selection. We're ending with Star Wars tonight, which is going to have a lovely red carpet. We have a lot of characters down. We actually also have one of the Star Wars actors who's here for another film. He was in the first Star Wars movie, and he's here for a film called The Message, which is playing in Vox Cinemas simultaneously. So he'll also grace the red carpet, and I think he'll have a few stormtroopers and a lot of other characters.
And just finally, it has been such a big year this year at DIFF. I guess the project for you begins again the minute this is over. How do you make DIFF 2018 better?
Oh my God. Well, yeah, no, we're still wrapping up. We're still in 2017 mode, but I think early January is when we, you know, wrap up what we've done so far, reevaluate, look at everything, get all the feedback. We have, you know, customer surveys, and anybody who's attended the festival, we recommend that they give us their feedback. We take it really seriously. And then we start planning for the next year, and we look at, you know, new things to do. This year we had a lot of VR films and a lot of VR experiences, and that was quite exciting. So next year, you know, we look at new things to bring to the festival.
Shivani Pandya, Managing Director at DIFF, thank you very much for joining us. That was some of your highlights, I guess, from this year. Was there any, just before I do let you go, was there any film that you saw yourself that you've had time to see that you just loved and you want everyone else to go and watch as soon as it comes out?
Well, I haven't watched anything at DIFF itself, but I've watched a lot of films prior to the festival, and I would really recommend that people go and watch Three Billboards. That is a fabulous movie. It's going to do really well. It's great. It's quirky. It's got, you know, you have a few laughs, as well as, you know, it's got a few moments where you have tears in your eyes. So it's a great movie, and I would recommend everybody goes and sees it once it's released.
That's the one where the child goes missing and the mum puts the three billboards up. That's that one. Three Billboards.
Yes, that's right. Three Billboards, Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah, excellent.
All right then, Shivani Pandya, Managing Director of DIFF. We've got to go to a quick break now, but really good to talk to you. All the best for this evening. Who are you going to be on the red carpet, final thoughts, tonight?
Sorry.
Which Star Wars character are you going to be tonight?
Oh, I'm going to hang out with all of them. I'm not going to be any. I'm just going to be... I don't want to compete with anybody.
We've got Jar Jar Binks next to you in Danny Norton. Shivani, lovely to talk to you. All thank you.
Thank you
very much. Drive Live at Dubai International Film Festival. We are looking back at some of the other highlights that NLT and Danny and I have enjoyed over the course of this week next.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.